Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch Something in the Rain. So basically, Something in the Rain is about Yoon Jin Ah, and she's a woman in her 30s who doesn't know yet what it's like to date a man. She's been dumped by a man many times because of her clumsy, reckless and foolish behavior. And again, a man she wanted to marry dumps her for the worst reason ever. And that is basically that she's bland, tasteless and has the devil's tongue, which means that she's not attractive as a woman. Just then, Joon-hee appears in front of her with a broad smile on his face, and he's as refreshing as a drink. Joon-hee is Gina's childhood friend's younger brother who used to live next door. Gina's always remembered him as a little kid, but one day when he came back, everything changed and it was like a very new version of him and a very masculine version of him. And she's surprised by this change, and her gut feeling tells her that she would truly fall in love this time. So that's what the show's about. And now going on to what stood out and what made us watch it. So the reason I watched it is because the trailer looked really, really cute, and I really wanted to like see it. And I have seen the main lead, both of them, in different shows before. So I wanted to see what they would be like together. And what about you, Mehak?
So I started watching it because of the female lead. So she was also in Crash Landing on You, as obviously everybody has watched Crash Landing on You. And I loved Crash Landing on You. And also the name of the drama sounded very romantic, like Something in the Rain. And I saw the poster and I was like very intrigued by it. So I was like, let's give it. So yeah. And what stood out to me specifically was the concept of, you know, breaking the social taboos and breaking stereotypes. So obviously when you watch the show, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And it also talks about how, like, you know, a girl and a boy, the age gap doesn't matter at all. Like, even like, you know, the society tells us, you know, you shouldn't marry a guy who's 10 years, 12 years or maybe 20 years older than you. And I think this concept on which the story was built is quite intriguing. So that's what stood out to me. So what about you?
So the story was very relatable in terms of the drama. I feel like that happens a lot in Indian culture as well. The ups and downs of the relationship are there pretty much in all relationships. So that was quite relatable. And the parents are really annoying in the show.
Oh my God.
Very like annoying. And yeah, the age gap, family background, work struggles, and these all parts were portrayed really, really well. So let's move on to how we felt after watching the show. So the show honestly really goes nowhere, and I feel like it took forever to get to the point. I feel like the show could have been like shorter, or it could have been a really long movie, and there were far too many parts in the drama that were unnecessary. Till the end, the female lead is pretty meek and very weak, and the mother's character is very unpleasant because she wants to control her daughter's life, and she's not okay with her daughter being very happy. And as much as she tries to say that she loves her daughter, she doesn't act that way. She doesn't encourage her daughter's relationship, and she's supportive of her toxic ex.
There are like people, but there are people in like India also, like a lot of people who like control like their girl or daughter's life. But I don't think Korean mothers are like that. Do you feel that way?
So from whatever I've seen, usually like the Korean parents push their children to date, and obviously like we don't have that in India.
But are they that controlling?
From what I've seen in Korean dramas, the parents are not this controlling.
Yeah,
so
this was just too much. Like obviously the acting was very good, but it was just too much.
That's why I feel like this is more of an Indian thing, honestly, like being controlled by your parents, at least in terms of dating. I'm pretty sure like all other cultures also have this, and like strict parents are across the globe. But this is one of the few K-dramas where the mom is so controlling, and yeah, and also
it's to the point that is really annoying to watch. Like you just want to skip because it's just bullshit.
Yeah, like the mother says countless terrible things to her children and she never apologizes, and she refuses to confess that she was the reason that her daughter had the breakup, instead of claiming, you know, that she was basically like a rude mom. And there's a sexual harassment issue in the show that wasn't addressed completely, and you know, it felt very rushed. Even the ending was really rushed. The familial piety becomes very oppressive. The relationship is too toxic. There are too many lies, poor communication. Decisions are not made or discussed with the partners. That gaslights everything. Then the romance and chemistry and the other aspects of the relationship, the relationship's toxicity. I like the fact that there was a sexual harassment tale, and I really like Jin's character development, but I felt like it fell flat later on. I love the acting and picturization 100%, but I feel like the script could have been way better. I feel like the characters weren't given the depth that they deserved, and also as realistic as it sounds, it became very overbearing to watch after a point of time, and that put me off, and I feel like that made the whole show like really dull. What about you, Mehak?
The show for me was good as what it is. I think So Joon Hee has a character development, as Neha said, and it is he's portrayed as a great actor. Things were actually really realistic regarding workspace sexual harassment, and I liked how Yoojina grew up to be more independent and she stood up for herself. It is a good shine to the spotlight as this very serious matter, like the sexual harassment case. It wasn't addressed properly, that's what I felt. The first few episodes were good. I like how the relationship is shown. It's real. It's physical. When it comes to the mother, the show becomes very irritating. It's highly toxic. The mother is just very, very annoying. I can't even put in words how annoying the mother is. It was not at all enjoyable to watch. I don't know why have they put such toxicity in the show when the show has such a good character storyline.
Yeah, I feel like this show could have been made a lot better, because I feel like the storyline, like the bottom line of the story, is good, but I feel like the way that the characters were created was not very helpful, because honestly, like, the show is very dragged. It has a lot of cute scenes and it may be realistic to the point that you can relate to it, but it gets very offensive, honestly, to watch after a point.
Even the ending, like, it's just, I can't even tell you how bad.
Even though the characters like may get what they wanted, but I feel like that's not what they deserved. And I know if you're from a suppressed family, you should stand up for yourself. I feel like making the main lead, like the main lead female, such a poor, like meek woman, just made me feel offended as a girl myself.
So the girl was actually 35 years and she was acting as if she was a 15-year-old girl, like
not
listening to her mom.
15-year-old man, she acted like a 5-year-old. Her maturity is not as of her age, and she, I really hate the fact that they made her so weak. Why was she so weak?
And do you remember the sexual harassment case? Even though her boss tried to like touch her in various parts, she never stood up for herself. Even at the end, she bluntly went to have dinner with like her boss, and it was just very embarrassing for us to watch it
as a woman. Yeah, man, because see, I could understand in the beginning that she had to do it for her career, but I didn't understand it after a point. And after she had support from people around her, what made her so meek? What made her shut up all the time?
She had two sisters also, right? And one was like the news anchor, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, whatever. So she has come from a good background. So I feel like she had all the power and support. So yeah, it was not enjoyable to watch. Lastly, the cinematography and the direction was wonderful. The OST was good, but it wasn't good. I mean, the acting and everything or whatever they put in the middle was just depressing.
The cast deserved better characters because the cast has done other performances as well and they have really like put out good acting. So I feel like this was an insult to their skill set. Okay, let's just move on to something lighter since we vented out. Mehak, tell me what your favorite scene was.
Okay, so describing a favorite scene. Okay, so there is a scene in which the female chick, like, she has to go for a dinner with the boss. So basically the boss wants to kind of apologize to her because he like touched her, like whatever, like there was a sexual harassment case and he has to do it because of his reasons. Her boyfriend also comes there and sits next to the dinner table, like, because the boss doesn't know who her boyfriend is. So he goes and sits next to her and he was really scared for her and whatever. She was just really dumb to go there. But yeah, it was a cute scene because we could see all the expressions on his face, seeing what, you know, how scared he was and how much he was in love with her. So that was a really cute scene. And moving on, what was the other scene that you liked, Neha?
So the show has a lot of cute scenes and my favorite scenes are all the cutesy ones because, you know, after getting pissed off with all the moms acting and the scenes, I was like, okay, like, let's just focus on the cute part because that's what the show is made for. So I adore the romantic scenes and I really adore the main lead, like Jung Hae-in, because aside from being attractive, he's also a really good actor. And I enjoyed his role in this drama because I feel like he did justice to his role, but it wasn't written as well. And even
I think he was too mature for his age. Like, even though the female lead was 10 to 12 years younger,
but
older
I feel
than
like
him,
that's why their relationship worked, because he was mature and she was immature, so he balanced it out. But yeah, I don't think that's
really
realistic.
Dumb.
Yeah. Even Song Hye-jin, as an actress, she's really good, but the character she played was too insensitive, too weak, and
completely opposite of what she played in Crash Landing on You.
Yeah, basically, it was a complete transition. So, hats off to the fact that she could pull off such a different character.
Yeah.
But it was a very weak character and I feel offended as a woman to have seen that character. Anyway, so let's talk about my favorite scene. So one of my favorite scenes is when he comes, like the main lead, like Jung Hae-in. So he comes to pick her up in his car and irrespective of the time, he always comes to pick her up. And they have a lot of good conversations in the car. And personally, even I feel like car conversations are very healing. So I love those scenes a lot. And even the hugs are very cute, so warm and comforting. The show made me feel very, very cozy and that's why I watched it till the end. But the immaturity of the characters got to me because I liked the characters a lot, but there wasn't much development in them as such. And another scene that I really liked is when Son Ye-jin's ex comes over to her house and accuses her of cheating with, you know, Jung Hae, and he gets really mad and his reaction is gold. Like, he gets really pissed off and I like the fact that he stood up for her and, you know, just him being there for her made me happy because honestly, like, the show was like pretty crap, but I really liked the warmth that it brought. Like,
yeah, there were some cute scenes and there were like very heartfelt, like warming, and basically the romance that stood out to us, right?
Yeah, I feel like the romance is the highlight of the show. And yeah, and one more thing that I don't like agree with completely is that the story wasn't completely fulfilling to me. I kept watching it, but you know, I feel like I could have given up. I just watched it because I really liked the cast. So yeah, okay, let's talk about what's next for the main leads.
So for the main lead, Jung Hae-in, he's coming in a series called Snowdrop that airs on December 3. And he's also coming in a show called DP. So it's basically about military and soldiers. And it's also airing soon on Netflix, I think August 27th. So you should look forward for it.
On my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Cute. And cute. You like him. So
yeah,
it's
I like him.
Good.
Okay. And now talk about Son Ye-jin. So she's coming in a drama called 39. It'll have 12 episodes. And it's actually a Chinese original story called Nothing But 30. And it's about friendship, romance and drama. So that, and coming back to Something in the Rain, we feel like the audience it would suit would be anybody who's really patient and, you know, like, who can actually sit through and watch it. Because if you don't get offended or easily, or if you don't mind like really overbearing characters, then it's actually a good show. And if you're very heavy into romance, then you can watch it. But if you do not like romance, then please ditch the show ASAP.
So we watched One Spring Night before this, and it was so good that this show is like nothing in front of it.
I feel like if you wanna see Jung Hae-in's acting, then I feel like One Spring Night did more justice
to
him.
So cute. The characters are so cute. It's very heartwarming. Better than this.
Yeah, if you have to choose between the both of them, I would say One Spring Night hands down. And honestly, this movie gave you like Romeo and Juliet kind of vibes. I think we would give this like a 4 on 10.
Yeah, maybe like a 5, 5.5, but not more than that, because it's not justified.
Yeah, not more than 5 on 10, yeah. Maybe you can ditch this one and watch One Spring Night.
Yeah, please go watch One Spring Night.
Yeah, and similar shows would be, if you want something that's good, but also on similar lines, then you can watch Romance is a Bonus Book, and you can watch One Spring Night.
Please watch One Spring Night. Highly recommend.
And you can also watch A Familiar Wife, actually. So, yeah. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram. We are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.